Hitler perceived World War II as the beginning of a thousand-year Reich. Roosevelt saw it as a threat to democracy and freedom. For him, it was never merely a clash between armed states. It was Armageddon. Even though America remained technically neutral, the president was wholeheartedly partisan. He saw this as a war to the death, with the future of the world at stake, a war such that no thinking American would want to survive a Nazi victory. It was clear in his every speech. On March 8, 1941, he reminded farmers how they had written with government their own program to save agriculture. "Now that we have passed the Lend-Lease Act," he tells them, "we must cooperate as we always have done. For this time, all of civilization is at stake."
8 long years ago today, I sent out a call for farmers and farm leaders to come to Washington to help draft farm legislation to meet the emergency. And that meeting led directly to the national farm programs that we now have. Farmers did their work well. Agriculture was almost helpless, as we remember, before the emergencies of 1933. But in September 1939, when another crisis confronted us, the crisis of the Second World War, farming was far better prepared. The country is glad that there are no bottlenecks in our agricultural production. The farm front is ready for any demand of total defense. 6 million farmers cooperating in these national programs are helping to give the answer to those who question the future of democracy. Only a few hours ago, the Senate has passed, by a vote of about 2-1, the Lend-Lease Bill for aid to the democracies of the world that are trying to save their democracy. The farmer, no less than the businessman and the workman, has his eyes turned to the world situation. We cannot be an island. We would have it a world in which we may live in peace, live in freedom, live in security. The kind of world our farmer forefathers dreamed of and worked for as they settled the old Atlantic seaboard and pushed their way into the West. I am confident that the farmers of 1941 want this kind of world to survive.